You don't argue. You don't talk about anything. You don't go for illusion, nothing. You are just in love, period. You are perfect. That's why you should understand what love is. That's why from the beginning of this book, up to the end of it, we'll talk about love and love. And as I said, he will explain it to the best level of understanding. He will say, love is the most valuable stuff in this universe to catch. The problem is, nobody could catch love. Because love is a hunter. So, you should get rid of all your tricks and improve yourself. Maybe you will be lucky enough that fall in love, because love will hunt you. You are not the active one over there. What is love? What is love? If you logically want to explain love really, the only thing you could express is giving without expectation. Giving it all without expectation. Isn't this love? What is the act of the creator? Creating, giving without any expectation. That's the adjective of the creator. That's the adjective of Ham. That's what love is. Yeah. Human brain will bring it down to sexual relationship between man and a woman. Nonsense. Because if that was love, so all the animals are in love. Even the female insect that will eat the guy who is having sex with is in love. Is this love? Love is something very special. We talk about it and talk about it, and I just said, I cannot explain it in a level that everybody will understand it. Some part of this is hidden. Because you cannot really understand it, but you may feel it. You could feel it being in love. Will change everything. And looking at the behavior of the people in love will teach you something. Yes?
When thou becomest united grain by grain from perplexity, then it is possible to stamp upon thee the king's eye. And if thou, foolish man, become greater than a mithkal, the king will make of thee a cup of gold.
Says, you want to understand this? Okay, let me explain it in a way you get it. I said you have little goals here and there. Means little information and knowledge about this, valuable experience in that, and blah, blah, blah. But these are not enough. If you collect them, bring them together, little by little, by not doing the mistake, but not going for non-gold stuff instead of gold, if you get them together, okay. After a while you have enough, you could make a coin. Good. What is good about coin? It has a value, and everybody knows that value, and if you have the coin, you know that you could buy a lot of stuff. He said, but don't stop there. Earn more and more, then the king will make a cup of you. You're more than one coin, you could be a cup. Then the king will drink from that cup. That's how you improve your situation. You go towards the mouth of the king if you bring them all together and collect yourself. Yes?
Then thereon will be both the name and the titles of the king, and also his effigy, of thou that cravest to attain. So that the beloved will be to thee both bread and water and lamp and minion and dessert and wine. Unite thyself. Union is mercy, that I may be able to speak unto thee that which is. For speaking is for the purpose of belief. The spirit of polytheism is quit of belief in God.
This is the point. A long paragraph explaining what? Explaining that, listen, we're right here, I was talking about this and that and that and that, and I wrote to the example of this prince and the king and all that. To explain what? To explain this unification to you. And for this unification, you need to collect yourself. Because you think about this, you think about that, you think about that. If you give up all these illusions and concentrate, you could purify yourself. Little by little, yes, you arrive at the step of making a coin, then you arrive at the step of being that stuff in the hand of the beloved. And you have to do this because they said Jama'at Rahmat Ast. Coming together is that very good feeling of receiving everything. Therefore, if you come together, I could talk to you. More you be pure and you be yourself, I could better talk to you. Because I'm talking about a subject that if you doubt it, end of conversation. Period. I'm a man and I would say, love? There is no love. Sexual attraction I understand, liking I understand. There is no love. You say, oh yes, Romeo and Juliet. You say, oh, that's a story. It was not like that. Then what? You doubt everything. Should I sit down and try to convince you? Why should I first? And that's a waste of time and energy because you are doubtful at the end. Having doubt is free. There is no charge over there. So you could be doubtful, period. And nobody could prove you wrong because you doubt it. Here you say, this is it. When you are divided between this and that and that and that, you are helpless. Collect yourself, then I could talk to you. Yes?
The spirit that has been distributed over the contents of the sphere is shared amongst 60 passions. Therefore, silence is best. It gives peace to it. Therefore, silence is the answer to fools. This I know, but intoxication of the body is opening my mouth without volition on my part. Just as in sneezing and yawning, this mouth becomes open without your willing.
Okay, interpretation. What was all that? He brought everything and explained everything he could. You know that at the end. If you are a doubter, what's the use? Whatever I say, you say, I doubt it. Okay. So that's an endless argument and useless. Therefore, what can I talk? What could I say to a doubter? A doubter to me is a stupid one. And the best answer to the stupid fellow is not talking. Because he's a stupid, why should I talk? Here you say, silence will help when you're facing the stupid one. And I know I'm facing you stupid people. But what? But. Because I believe in this and it is in my heart, it starts a warmth here and my physical existence gets drunk and will open my mouth without me wanting it even. You know what? sneezing or yawning. It comes because it is independent of me liking you or not. I don't like you, I don't want to talk to you, but this will come out. This is what I'm talking about. When it is in me, it doesn't even let me stop talking to you. This is why I go on to the next paragraph. Yes?
Commentary on tradition. Verily, I ask pardon of God 70 times a day. Like the prophet, I repent 70 times daily of speaking and giving out. But that intoxication becomes a breaker of penitence. This intoxication of the body causes oblivion and tears the robe. The purpose of making manifest the long ago casts an intoxication upon the knower of the mystery. With such drum and banner, the hidden mystery has become water gushing from the pen is dry. It
means what?
First of all, he talked about the difficulty of explaining this and bringing it out that really, if I pay attention logically to you, I shouldn't talk to you because you are questioning whatever I say and it's a never-ending process, so I shouldn't. But I do. Why? We do. Because it's like this. It's not with me. The decision maker is not me. I'm replaced with that knowledge I'm talking about. You will change. Like what? Like, let's go look at the prophet. The prophet will say, every single day I will get shocked by the stupidity around me. 70 times I say, I give up. But I cannot, because like a drunk, something in me boils, and like a drunk, I cannot stop myself. I start talking. Look around you. What is the philosophy of everything coming around, going around, and blah, 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 all of that? What is this? What is the time for you? Do you understand the concept of time for you? What is the time of this conversation? It was written down a couple of hundred years ago, isn't it? That's what that magical pen will do. Do you remember? I always talk about the changes, the major changes in the universe. It starts with talking, then writing, then cyberspace. These are three enormous steps, which is what? Look at each of them. First of all, do you accept that? That before talking, we were animals, we started to be human beings when we were talking, right? But we were limited to the time and the location when we learned to write down. Now, we just write it down and throw it in the air. Everybody could catch it. These are what? Three special levels of communication coming together. With talking, we came together to make humanity. With writing, we breathe in the history and everything. And now when he is not here to see that, with this cyberspace, we make it universal. The communication is like that. Here he comes to the level of writing, and we say, this is it. The water boils from that qalam. Water means
knowledge.
Knowledge is boiling because of this. You bring in the history, you are now reading the speech that I'm giving here